A major new exhibition of the work of Henri Roussel just opened at the Barnes Foundation. The French post-impressionist was dismissed during his lifetime as a naive artist. WHOY's Peter Crimmins reports on the outsider artist who went big.
Henri Roussel's jungle scenes and dreamscapes are collected by most major art museums around the world today, but during his lifetime, he sold few paintings, and what attention he did get was usually negative.
Roussel had terrible things said about him in the press. You know, sometimes journalists said that he painted with his feet, with his eyes closed.
Nancy Ireson is a curator with the Barnes Foundation.
They called him all sorts of things. He didn't sell his works. And yet, he keeps making art. He clearly has this unshakable self-belief.
Henri Roussel, A Painter's Secrets, is an exhibition of about 60 works borrowed from institutions around the world, as well as from the Barnes' own collection. Many of the works have more questions than answers. Roussel wasn't really a storyteller. Co-curator Christopher Green calls him a story giver.
Because he gives you the materials for a story, but he doesn't necessarily tell you how you're going to tell this to yourself. It's very suggestive and sometimes quite ambiguous.
Henri Roussel, A Painter's Secrets, will be on view until February 22nd. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.